News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, baby. So the other day we did a show on how you quit smoking, got a lot of interesting responses to that. And today we are asking you, Joe Beamer talked about this a little bit earlier when he was sitting in for Sandy Beach. Well, actually, the Friday show is actually the Joe Beamer show. So earlier today, I was talking about losing weight. I mean, make no mistake about it, Joe is still svelte, in shape, thin. You know, he's a good-looking dude. And we are kind of curious as to what you have done to lose the weight. Some of the things people have called in with, Trim Healthy Mama, which almost sounds like the name of a band. Could also be the name of something else I can think of. Also, Alessi Fitness, Core Capacity, the 5-2 Diet, Weight Watchers. Nobody has called in about being hypnotized. Nobody has called in about Nutrisystem. And David Bellavia, along with some other people I know, they have used Chirothin to great effect. David lost 60 pounds and has kept it off. And my friend Renee has lost a whole bunch of weight and is keeping it off. And a lot of people I know have had great success with Chirothin. And it is Bowerly and Bellavia. Our phone number is 803-0930 for your story, 803-0930. Star 930 is free on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And when you call in, we promise we won't keep you on hold for an eternity out of respect for your time. And let's get right back to the calls, shall we? And it's Dawn in Pembroke on WBEN. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I tried something about 10 or 15 years ago. It is called Bill Phillips Body for Life. Now, since then, there's been a bunch of different Body for Life books that came out, and they're not the same. You need to get Bill Phillips Body for Life. And what I loved about it is not prepackaged food. It's normal food that you eat all day, every day. And I heard you say that you just weren't happy with the portions. You, on this particular, I don't even want to call it a diet.
Well, it was, you know, time out. It was a combination of portion size and it, for whatever reason, probably the meds I have to take for blood pressure and everything else, I just didn't feel like I was getting enough energy and I was kind of dragging.
Got it.
But nobody else I know has had that experience with Chirothin. That was just me.
Okay, well, this is the only thing that I've ever tried, because there was just one time in my life that I needed to lose weight, and I did keep it off, and it's still off, but you have to eat 6 times a day. I couldn't eat that much food, so I managed to get 5 times a day in. I can't eat breakfast because it's always made me sick, so what I supplemented that with was protein shakes, but in the book, it tells you how to doctor them up, so they are absolutely delicious. I mean, you can make it taste like mint chocolate chip ice cream, Oreo cookies. I mean, just with stuff that you would buy every day, not kooky stuff that you have to, you know, get some crazy place that you would never go.
And so give me an example and give our audience an example of the stuff you would use to make one of these shakes that help you lose the weight.
Well, you know what? And again, it's not the shake itself. It's eating this many times a day, and then it's a mixture of proteins and carbs that you have to have together, not by themselves. But for example, what I would do is I would get a mix from GNC. I mean, I suppose you can get them anywhere. I'm not throwing out name brands, but that's just
all good.
Purchased it from. And then in the book, so for example, say you get a chocolate one. You could add mint extract to it and an Oreo cookie, and then you throw it in your blender with ice, and that would be breakfast. You can make them taste like creamsicles. You get a vanilla protein shake from anywhere. And then, you know, just with different extracts that you can get at the supermarket, You know, but that was just for me because I can't eat breakfast. Breakfast just has never agreed with me. But you have to eat like six times a day, which, again, that sounds like, you know, that might be better for you. And there is no elimination of bread, but instead of white bread, you would eat wheat bread. You can still drink. It's just not a whole bottle of Southern Comfort a day.
Oh, now you're taking the fun away.
You know, you can still, you know, drink a couple of drinks a day. And then you also get a free day when you can do whatever you want, eat whatever you want, and drink whatever you want. But what I realized after the second week, because you start eating so much better, you know, when you start and you get to that Saturday, you want the worst food in the world. You want everything that you know, that's horrible for you, that you think you want because you haven't been able to eat it for a week. By the second week, you don't even want it because you'll eat those things and you'll physically feel horrible. Your body will just not like you for it. And it kind of gives you the mindset of wanting to eat, you know, the healthier way. Also,
is it kind of like that feeling, if you'll forgive my interruption, there are times, and no disrespect intended to Chinese restaurants, but I noticed the past few times I've had Chinese food, like, I really want Chinese food. I really want Chinese food. And then I eat the Chinese food, and about an hour later, I ask myself, why did I eat the Chinese food? I don't feel that well.
Well, I am going to tell you, I feel the exact same way, and I will not go into detail on the air of exactly what it does to me, but yes, you think it sounds like an absolutely fabulous idea.
Thank you.
And you eat it, and you're right, about an hour later, first of all, I just want to do nothing but go to sleep, but above and beyond that, I do not feel well at all. And then I think the same. And of course, you know, because when you're ordering it, everything sounds fantastic. So you wind up with a bag of $70 full of Chinese food, and it's in your refrigerator the next morning. And after eating it and waking up and seeing it in there, it's like, ugh.
This message brought to you by the Indian food restaurant here.
Yeah, Indian food does not give me that feeling. I feel refreshed and revivified after Indian cuisine.
There you go. It also incorporates exercise, but it's 15 minutes a day. So I'm pretty sure anybody can fit in 15 minutes a day. And
yeah, but honestly, though, that really is, you're absolutely right. It's absurd to think like that, but it's so true. No one has 5 minutes a day.
Well, no, you're right. But here's the thing. You know what?
It takes discipline.
Everyone has as much time as they want for the things they want to do. So to say, oh, I just didn't have time to go get this for you, honey, it's like, you know what, I was doing something else and I didn't feel like it. Let's be real. So, you know, you have to have the mindset of, yeah, I want to do this for myself. And, you know, again, I certainly wasn't going to go to a gym. So I bought a couple weights. The book lines out everything for you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to wait for food to be delivered because God only knows what that's going to be like. My mother went on some sort of something where food was delivered, and I was mortified to watch her eat it because I love to cook, I love good food, and I just thought it looked horrible. And there's always a ton of sodium in there.
So, okay, using Bill Phillips' Body for Life, how much weight did you lose, and for how long have you kept it off?
3 pounds and 15, 20 years.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And continuing maintenance is easy?
You don't really need it. You know what? It really becomes, you don't really want to eat the bad things anymore. Like I said, the first couple of weeks when you get that free day, and you can make your free day be whatever day you want it to be. So you get 6 days of, you know, eating good stuff. But, I mean, it's stuff you pick. It's not something that's in a package. And then, you know, after the first couple free days and feeling like you just ate all that Chinese food that you wish you didn't eat, let's put it that way, okay? That icky feeling, you really don't even want to do it anymore. So, I mean, now, you know, like in a pinch, if my only choice is to grab a piece of pizza, I won't even do it because I know exactly how it's going to make me feel, or a burger from a drive-thru. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very interesting. And you're right. I mean, I have definitely noticed that once you start eating healthy, when you have something that ain't that good for you, you do feel lethargic. And in your case, apparently even worse than that. And we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much for the call and the insight. Good to hear from you.
All right. Have a great day.
Will do. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, David, on Chirothin, you were eating regular, normal person food, and you always looked like you had plenty of energy. You never looked like you were dragging.
Well, again, it's, you know, your body getting to what it needs and what it wants and just not, you know, giving it the garbage at the weird times.
And
processed, as the Canadians say.
Processed. And, you know, I don't mean to insult the Chinese restaurants, but it just Chinese food just doesn't make me feel that good after I eat it. But if you are in the mood for Chinese-like cuisine, I'm going to put in a vote for Thai food. T-H-A-I. Thai food, to me, is sensational. Those big, fat noodles. Oh, man, now I've never felt bad after eating Thai food, or Indian for that matter. It is 20 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I could eat Indian breakfast, lunch, and dinner the rest of my life. You know, David, is talking about the time of day that you eat. And one of the things that I found, and as you know, I enjoy a very active social life with a lot of people that I really care about. And, you know, we have this big extended family of friends. But the problem is we tend to go out at night, and then we go out at night and we'll be out at 9 o'clock and somebody orders food, and then that ordering of the food cascades through the rest of the group. So it's difficult to stay on the path.
It's always peer pressure, absolutely.
And for you, with all the dinners you have to go to, I can imagine the kind of willpower you've got to have.
It's not easy, especially when you don't want to be rude, you know?
Yep.
Leave a piece of cheesecake behind. Everyone's looking at you.
Here is Chad. Leaving cheesecake behind is almost heresy. Here is Chad in Clarence on WBEN. Hello.
Hello.
Well, what did you use to lose weight? How much did you lose, and would you recommend it?
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. I lost 30 pounds over the last year as of October right now. And what I did was I did keto. It had its pros and cons, and I lost weight right away, but this might not help you, Tom, although it might. If you like Indian food, go at it. You just can't have the non-bread. I lost weight, and I felt great. But eventually what happened was when I was on it for too long, for 7 months, and when I went to have a blood test done and a checkup physical, my liver enzymes were through the roof, and my PSA levels were through the roof, and they wanted me to have an MRI, a biopsy. They were freaking out, and luckily I'm in the medical field, and I told them, I was like, listen, I did some research on it. I'm on this keto diet. I was on it too long. Maybe I should get off it. So I got off of it, and 3 months later I did a blood test again, and I went down to normalcy, and I was worried that I was going to put the weight back on. I've struggled with weight my whole life.
Right.
But here's the secret that I want to tell every man out there. It actually ended up, when I went back to weigh myself again, even when I was off the keto diet for 3 or 4 months, I'm like, God, I gained 10 pounds, because I had that dysmorphia thing where I see myself as big all the time. It sucks. So I'm like, I got on the scale, and I was down another 7 pounds. I was losing it naturally. And here is the biggest enemy to everybody, beer. I quit drinking beer a year ago, and I haven't gone back yet. And if I have a beer now, it doesn't taste the same. And my whole life, if I ever knew the secret, beer is a killer.
Beer. How about other alcoholic beverages? Believe it or not, despite the German in my family tree, I could do without beer the rest of my life and be totally cool with it. But how about the hard stuff?
No, sir. I will have a vodka and water from time to time, because there's no carbs in it. but I'm not a real big liquor drinker. I switched to White Claws.
To what?
White Claws.
It's an alcoholic seltzer.
Yeah, it's almost like the Truly. The Trulys are a little sweet, but there's no carbs in it.
Oh, yeah, the Trulys are only like 100 calories a can. They're not bad. The black cherry's not bad at all.
Right. Excellent. That's what I drink now. And that's the only thing I drink. And as a matter of fact, I've actually switched a lot of friends, especially a lot of my girlfriends. They don't drink beer anymore at all. They drink White Claws and Trulys. And I was the one who got them on that after they saw the results of mine. Like, I mean, I still don't see the thin guy in me, but I mean, 30 pounds is 30 pounds.
Yeah, it is. And that's a significant amount of weight. It's like, go to the grocery store, pick up a standard size bag of cat litter. That's 20 pounds.
Right.
And that is what you're losing when you drop 20 pounds. And that kind of puts it in perspective.
Right. I can't lift a 30-pound weight if I'm doing arm curls.
Well, sorry to hear that. But thank you very much for the call, sir.
Thank you.
The keto diet. I was wondering how long it was going to take before that came up. Didn't we put this song on the blacklist, Phil? It seems to me this song was relegated to the medieval dungeon trap door of history. It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. David is here for a show next week. Going to be on the road. Let's see, David, if I can remember the itinerary. California, Florida, back home, then Florida again.
That's right.
Any exciting event that we need to know about? Or that we don't need to know about, but you'd like to tell us anyway?
Well, we're headed to there's going to be another recipient on October 30th. We're going to the White House for that ceremony. And then we're going to be in Florida for the Medal of Honor convention that happens every year. And we'll have like 50 living recipients in one room.
Do you notice that I haven't asked you about NY27 all day?
That's right.
I'm not going to, because I got to give you a break from that. You've got to be so sick of people asking you. 539 at News Radio 930 WBEN, if you're just joining us. So we touched on this a little bit a few shows ago, but then Joe Beamer did a show this morning about how did you lose weight, and we are asking you guys and ladies how you were able to lose weight. And so far, some of the people have called in with, Trim Healthy Mama, the Keto Diet, the 5-2 Diet, Bill Phillips Body for Life, Core Capacity, Alessi Fitness, David used ChiroThin. I am going to try, if they will let me into the program, Ideal You, because I know a few people who have done Ideal You and who have done magnificently on it. Would love to know anybody else who's done that. The problem with, we can call it a problem, but one of the stipulations of Ideal You is for the first part of the program, you are not allowed to have any alcohol. It could actually have some really bad health effects. So no alcohol with Ideal You. And what else? Nutrisystem. I'm surprised nobody's called in about Nutrisystem. All the money they spend on TV advertising, I would have thought that some of you out there had done Nutrisystem to good effect. It is 540 803 0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. There used to be an app that I used to count calories, but, you know, I didn't write it down, and I can't pull it out of my addled memory. So I'm sorry. There are a few apps you can download for free that will help you track your meals, keep tabs on your calories, but I'll be darned if I can think of the name of it right now, the one I used a few years back. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Donna in Williamsville, what have you used to lose weight?
Well, I am so glad that you just mentioned the Ideal You.
Oh?
Oh, because I did that diet. I own the Ideal You. I did that diet 6 years ago, but it wasn't in the United States. So when I did it, I had to go to Canada every week to St. Catharines. A holistic doctor there had it at his practice. And then when I lost 33 pounds 3 pounds a week in 11 weeks. I lost 33 pounds at age 52, and I have now kept it off for 7 years. After I lost my first 33 pounds, I said to my husband, we have to bring this to Buffalo. He is our medical director. He's a medical doctor. And yes, unfortunately, you can't drink booze. And you shouldn't drink booze on any diet that's a keto diet, because we are a keto diet. Any diet that puts your body in the state of ketosis, when you're in ketosis, you're resting your pancreas, doesn't have to produce a lot of insulin because you're not having a high-carb diet. And then if you have a drink or two, and it doesn't matter if it's beer or vodka or wine, your pancreas now wakes up and produces a big punch of insulin.
Right.
Blood sugar goes from whatever it is, and then it plummets, and you can pass out without warning.
Oh, yeah, I read the literature, and, you know, it obvious. You make it very, very clear. I mean, first of all, in order to get accepted, and I don't have any financial connection with you at all, Donna, as you well know.
I've never met you. It's just ironic you mentioned it, and I was next in line.
I had no idea. It's just that when I called you guys this week, you guys were very adamant that, A, there was an 8-page or so questionnaire, health questionnaire, that needed to be filled out, and you wouldn't even call me until my doctor faxed you a note giving his okay for me to do Ideal You.
We take your health extremely seriously. We have helped 6,100 Western New Yorkers lose over 225,000 pounds. Our success rate is phenomenal, and the maintenance is included, no extra charge, and the rate at which people keep it off is also. I was a yo-yo dieter. I tried everything under the sun. I did dieting in my teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and at age 52, when I had three sizes of clothes in my closet, and the biggest one was tight, I said, that's it, and I stumbled onto this program in St. Catharines, Ontario, and my husband and I brought it to Buffalo. And now, oh my gosh, I have 30 coaches. You do have to come in every week to get weighed, to get measured. We have an amazing computerized scale that will monitor not just your weight, but how much fat you're carrying, how much muscle you have, your hydration, what your bones weigh, your metabolic age.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm one of those people with an implanted defibrillator, so I know that I won't be able to take full advantage of those metrics.
Okay, so, but you do you have a pacemaker? You don't have to answer that on.
Yeah, I've got a defibrillator. It's like a pacemaker and a shocker all in one.
Yeah, so you couldn't get on the scale. We could monitor your weight, but we couldn't give you that. It gives us a printout.
Oh, you'll see it in my svelte body should you choose to accept me as a client.
I'm sorry, what?
You'll see it in my svelte body should you choose to accept me as a client.
You know, the crazy thing is, and this drives women crazy, women lose 2 to 4 pounds a week. Guys on our program lose 3 to 5 pounds a week with no additional activity or exercise. So keto, what does keto mean? On the keto diet. Keto means you're putting your body in the state of ketosis. Ketosis means we're going to force your body to burn your reserve fat for fuel because your body doesn't want to do it. Our bodies think it's doing us a favor. Let's hang on to that fat for the famine that's not coming. There's no famine in Buffalo in 2019. So our bodies don't want to go there. They don't want to burn that reserve fat. So you want a low carb. All calories have some kind of carbs. You want a low carb, but our diet is also low fat. Nobody needs a high fat diet. You shouldn't be having fried foods and chicken wings and bacon and sausage and pepperoni and salami. So on our program, it's very, very lean protein. And our products, you do eat our products for breakfast, lunch, and snacks. You get to make your own healthy dinner. You eat 4 cups of veggies a day. You drink lots of water. No alcohol. You still can have coffee and tea, but you don't need a high fat diet, because then what happens? You had a caller say that his blood work was horrible. It's bad for your gallbladder. People lose their gallbladders on a high fat diet.
Sure. Well, you'll see. You'll see when you look over my medical form that I will be a special case for you.
Guys lose 3 to 5 pounds a week, and it's not unusual that you could lose 15 pounds a month. So, but here's what we say. And it's true with any diet. whatever, lots of diets work, but the big thing is you got to stick to them. 100% compliance is 100% result.
And then after I lose, or any client of yours loses the weight and they get away from your program, are there continuing maintenance requirements that one has to follow?
Okay. When you're on our program, it's a four-phase protocol. Phase one is rapid weight loss. You get to your goal. And then we start weaning you off of our food. Then you just have two products a day for 2 weeks, one product a day for 2 weeks. And then you go into maintenance where you don't have to have any of our food. And we teach you what to eat and when. Never skip a meal. Don't have a big meal 2 hours before bed. You're gonna gain weight. So it's our lifestyle. And it's what we eat together. And remember this, folks, whether you do our program or any other diet, don't eat carbs and fats together. The combination of carbs and fats together go right to fat storage.
Yeah, it's no wonder I look like the Hindenburg right now.
Carb and fat together is mother's breast milk because babies are supposed to gain weight. We invented Alfredo sauce. We invented the pizza. The dough is the carb. The fat is the cheese. Cheese and crackers, bread and butter, any carb and fat together. I used to think I ate so healthy. I'd have yogurt every morning with berries. Well, the yogurt is dairy. A dairy is fat. The berries are carbs because it's a simple sugar.
Yep.
Put the yogurt and the berries together, I couldn't lose weight to save my life.
But, well, I mean, we have to get on to some other callers there, Donna. But obviously, I did mention Ideal You because I do know several people who are part of your program who've had great results, including my friend Debbie. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you real soon.
Awesome.
All right, thank you very much, Donna in Williamsville. That was serendipitous. 548 at WBEN. And let's go to Janet in Alden. Janet, how did you lose the weight?
The word is hypnosis. Several years ago, a friend of mine told me about a chiropractor who was incorporating hypnosis into his practice. And was actually looking for subjects to experiment with hypnosis. And I laughed. I'm like, nobody's going to hypnotize me. I thought it was ridiculous. So she actually gave me the money. She's like, here, go. And I'm like, no, but I went. Yep. Put it on my bucket list, and I went. And I told the man, no, it can't be done, and no. And we talked for quite a while, and he's like, okay. And so he asked me to stand up and turn around and whatever. And he tried a little experiment to see if I, in fact, could be hypnotized. And he asked me to just fall back on the count of three. He says, you're just automatically going to fall back, and I will put my hands on your shoulder blades, and I'll hold you up. I laughed. I'm like, it's not going to happen. And I don't think he barely got to two and a half. And it was like a magnet just pulled me back. It was amazing.
Okay, well, stand by because I want to find out how you translate that into losing weight. You're the first person who's brought up hypnosis. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back to you on News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. David, on the count of three, you will fall backward. Two, one. And David, let's get back to Janet in Alden. All right, so we've established the fact that you were able to be hypnotized. Now, how exactly did you translate that into using hypnosis to lose weight?
Well, he put me through a 45-minute session. He hypnotized me. I will tell you that session is something that I will never forget. It was phenomenal. I didn't want to come out of that. Okay, it was wonderful. However, it had nothing to do with a weight loss program. The weight loss program that everybody hears on the radio, your station, hypnosis for weight loss. I tried that a little over a year ago. Was very dissatisfied with it because, they just put you in a room and put a CD in a player, and they're like, here you go. And, you know, they'll talk to you a little bit, and they only have two rooms, and the problem is that whoever is in the next room, you can hear what's going on in there. So there was, I could never concentrate long enough. But I stuck it out. I did the whole program because I knew that they guaranteed it. I could always go back, and they gave you the CD to take home with you. They gave you a binder to keep all of them in.
Sweet.
So I can go back anytime I'd like. I will say that it didn't work for me because you could hear everything that everybody else was talking about.
Okay, but did you, we're kind of running short on time here, did you lose weight from hypnosis?
What? Because I have everything here at home, I'm now using it again, and it's become effective because I can just shut everything down and concentrate on nothing other than those CDs.
And Janet, how much weight have you lost?
Right now, about 9.5 pounds.
It's a start. Janet, thank you very much, and continued success to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Francesco in Canada. Got about 60 seconds for you, Francesco. Go ahead.
It's all about mental health and only about mental health. Everything else is just the after. You can't go in a NASCAR race with an 8-cylinder engine. You need the proper engine. If the motherboard isn't working, it will never happen, weight loss. It's all about mental health. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. It's actually, it's actually all about the number of calories you take in versus the number of calories you use. It's actually a mathematical equation, and I'm pretty sure that even people with severe mental illness can lose weight. I don't know that that has anything to do with losing weight. I mean, you have to have a good attitude, but I'm pretty sure that people with pretty severe illness can lose weight just fine. So glad we took the time to get that call on the air. So, David, we will look for you late next week.
That's right.
All right, David Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on a beautiful Friday evening.